Lotus Festival 2020, online from September 24th through the 27th this year due to COVID-19, will feature a variety of artists performing live online from around the globe, including Fanfara Station, a trio based in Italy that brings the power of a brass band and electronics to North African vocals and percussion. WFHB's Allison Strang recently met up online with Charles Ferris of Fanfara Station.
Dum dum da dum 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 da dum da dum da dum 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 da dum 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 da dum dum da dum 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 da dum 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 da dum da dum da dum 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 da dum 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 da dum dum da dum 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 da dum 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 da dum 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 da dum 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 da dum 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 da dum 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 dum.
I feel like we've been in just rolling from one crisis to the next. So, and each time I've felt like music can be really important. For when I first started out playing with Marzouk from Fanfara Station, it was more of a real cultural sort of communication, sort of symbol. Just the fact that there was this trumpet player with a pretty strong American accent in his playing, very deeply entwined in the sound of a Tunisian singer, multi-instrumentalist, and I was doing my best to understand his musical language. So, in fact, for a long time, until Fanfara Station was our shared project, I was trying to play like a Tunisian. And I think that was already a sort of a surprise to most people from his world, because not only is it, you know, North Africa and, you know, Arabic, Muslim majority nation, but it's also a small country. It's, you know, within that world, it's a small country, you know. They feel like they're sort of overwhelmed by Egyptian influences, and then within North Africa, Morocco's kind of the big fish, you know. So and I was really trying to get into specifically Tunisian sounds. So that already like had a really important impact on the way people listen to us, even just people seeing us on stage and seeing what we were trying to do sort of sparked a lot of conversations. And after concerts, that was one of the, you know, it was almost a joke how often the question would ask, you know, what is, you know, how does this go on? And this was, Marzouk and I started playing when Bush 2 was president. Okay, so this, he and I go back a long time. And whereas Fanfara Station was this interesting transition where suddenly I was not I wasn't trying to substitute for a Tunisian, you know. I was just I'm being myself in Fanfara Station. So, and that's after years of studying Tunisian music, after years of studying, you know, Turkish and Balkan music. So being kind of interested in musics of the East, you know, others' musics, you know.
Definitely.
And so there's this weird, interesting connection that we discovered between the south of Tunisia, the music, and sort of a blues sensibility that is really like part of who I am, you know, in a really organic way.
L'histoire va le raconter. Il faut que vous le sachiez. Que je dirai aux gens: refusez d'obéir, refusez de partir, n'allez pas à la guerre, n'allez pas à la guerre.
It was interesting how we kind of more, we hadn't tried to connect in that way. And Fanfare Station became a vehicle for a different kind of connection between me and Marzouk. And I mean, that's just to speak of, I'm just speaking of the two of us. Anyway, so that's that sort of cultural angle of like world crises, because before it was like, you know, terrorism, you know, edge of World War III, and, you know, cultural wars, and, you know, battle of the civilizations, and really horrible rhetoric, reduction, that, you know, reduced of us all to like three world religions, you know.
And here we are now, in this pandemic, with all of these, this blending and infusing, like, how do we keep a foot in the tradition, the ancient, the historic, and moving forward into the modernity? Like, how do you and Fanfare Station like keep that motion and that rootedness?
I think it happens because we are just three hard-headed people with very different musical sensibilities, and we all know what we know, and there are limits to our understanding of what the other person brings. And so it's sort of, we each have the responsibility to insist on what we feel strongly about, and at the same time listen and take for granted that there are limits to our own knowledge and understanding of the other. So that's what we do, you know. And then we're, you know, the guy who, the third person in this project, you know, but I've talked about Marzouk, I've talked about myself. The third person is, you know, Marco Dalmasso. He's Italian, and his name is, his artist's name is Ghiaccioli e Branzini, which basically means popsicle, and it's a type of fish, branzino. It's like, you know, it's a very sort of silly, and I even think kind of cute name, you know, very playful, you know, name. Anyway, he comes to this project as a DJ who's gotten into electronic music production. So already that we're working with him is really pushing us in a certain direction, right? So Marzouk, on the other hand, is someone who's profoundly connected to Tunisian sensibility, Tunisian instruments, Tunisian melodies, Tunisian rhythms. Already that encounter with, you know, the electronics and Marzouk, and I guess it's not just the electronics, it's that he's a DJ. He really thinks about house music, you know, dubstep, you know, he really comes from a lot of experience of doing remixes, you know, where he, you know, he was really, for example, attentive to BPMs, you know, how fast it's all, you know, it's like, well, he was like, no, we need a song at 140 BPMs. And we're like, we could do this song at 140, we can do it at 130, we can do it at 150, you know, that was sort of the magic of the way Marzouk and I could interact, is that we could transform a song into so many different feelings because we work with improvising. We improvise a lot, Marzouk and I, but not so much in a jazz way. It's more like, even though I'm a trumpeter and jazz is like a part of my schooling, my self-schooling. In other words, I work on jazz all the time. There are language of interaction for improvisation, I think, is much more coming from a folk sensibility. We're not thinking about solos and as much as, I mean, we do some solos, but it's really more about interaction and the ability to, he can throw a Marzouk can add a chorus or a verse in the middle of a song. He can even take the words of one song and put it on a new melody in a different key, on a different groove. And if I, because of my experience with working with him, recognize the connection that he's making, the sort of translation from one place to another, then maybe I'll make a quotation of that same song too. even though we're working on it in a totally different way. So it's like, that becomes kind of fun. Right? It's almost like we're remixing. I almost think remixing is like a folk, more of a folk sensibility than anything, you know, it's this way of taking something that's already been done and putting it together with something else that's already been done and, you know, doing maybe two or three things like that and making it, you know, fresh. And we do it with our own professional, you know, background of working in so many different genres that it just comes out being contemporary. Mm-hmm. without you know, working too hard at it.
It sounds like you all bringing your expertise and working together and finding that commonality through the music and the listening, and you just, because you are who you are, you just have this sound that is what it is, rooted in history and also taking us forward, keeping us dancing.
I sometimes like to think of dancing as a sort of a utopian metaphor for like being together in time, you know?
Absolutely.
And sometimes it is kind of like that. If you get people dancing, they're not going to be too cerebral about, oh, what is this going? What does this mean? And then so they get their guard down and then they might start, you know, allow themselves to say, hey, what's going on here? And say, oh, this kind of disrupts what I'm used to, you know, my habits, break habits and, you know, expectations, and hopefully in a good way.
You were speaking about the lyrics and how Marzouk, he takes some lyrics and will sometimes mix into different sounds. Because I don't speak Arabic, does he sing in Arabic?
He's okay. Yes, 90% of the, I would say 85%, it's in Arabic, Tunisian Arabic. And then there's a little bit in French and Italian. But we've had fun working on a really cool Italian song that a lot of people, it's like a vintage song, you know, it's called Canzone Arrabbiata, which is from a Lina Wertmüller movie. And she's a really interesting director, film director. And the name of this film is Love and Anarchy. And it's basically about an anarchist who is uses the help of a prostitute who lives in a brothel to plan to plot the killing of Mussolini. While he's in this brothel, he falls in love. And so anyway, this is the song that is, so we play the song that is the main song of that film, which has a really intense Sicilian flavor to it, even though it's not a folk song, it's a composed song. It feels very Sicilian. That's the one Italian song we do. The other song that we do where he speaks and sings in French is a song that is also, it's kind of a, shows the French influence on North Africa, because it has like a French song form, and it's, if you had to translate it into English, it would be like, whoops, the wedding or something. And it was kind of like, it's kind of humorous. perhaps also shows influences of urban Jewish musicians in North Africa when they had an important, you know, cultural presence in North Africa and musical presence. And so those are the two French and Italian songs. I think that's, oh no, then there's another song which is really, really special to us. It's called Damna.
Yes,
which,
Damna. That's the opening track to the album that was released in 2019 or 2018?
Yes, 2018, exactly. And that means our blood, okay? It's a pretty intense song because it mixes Arabic and French. And it's basically, the words are based on a poetry of Boris Vian, who was a French poet, songwriter, and it's a letter being written to the president. So it's called Monsieur President, saying, I want to write you a letter. And basically it's refusing to go to war, you know? And so it's, I think for me and Marzouk, since we met when supposedly our two worlds were at war, I think it's dear to us. And it also, the funny thing is before we gave it that title, before we called it Blues, because it was like this, it was this song that was the beginning of us recognizing what, in a very open sense, that blues was this like common terrain for us. So.
And we've come full circle, I feel.
Monsieur le Président. Si vous aurez le temps et vous aurez le désir d'écouter mon chant, ne prenez pas colère que je parle de la guerre, celle que vous avez créée et vous cherchez de justifier. Il faut que vous le sachiez, que je dirai aux gens, refusez d'obéir, refusez de partir, n'allez pas à la guerre, n'allez pas à la guerre.
That was Allison Strang talking with Charles Ferris of Fanfara Station, who will be performing live from Italy during the 2020 Virtual Lotus Festival. Full information can be found online at lotusfest.org. This segment was edited by Jim Mannion. Coordinating producer was Adrian Pontecorvo.